All right, boys and girls, I'm going to take you back way back to middle school. Not the most promising time for me. You know, as you've heard, if you listen, go back to the archives, go back through all my old episodes, and listen to one of my episodes where I talk about junior high. But this one, ha ha ha, this one, I'm talking about a whole different other school. I went to this one school called McKinley Middle School. The one that I talked about earlier was from Whittier Middle School, home of the Braves. You know, my apologies to my Native American listeners. You know, I don't really mean to offend anybody, but that was the mascot. So, anyway, all right. So, McKinley Middle School, please do not ask me what the mascot was because I don't know. And you know what? Nobody ain't gonna tell me, so I'm not even gonna worry about it. But anyway, they had this thing, you know, like all kids in middle school, we have these games that we play. And the one game that we play all the time was Speedy Butcher. And if you're not familiar with said game, this is how you play it. You cannot say a B word without saying BB Butcher because if you don't, then you get wailed on, you get beat up severely. I'm serious. This was actually a game. This was actually a game, and I don't know if anybody's familiar with it. Probably some of my listeners that's probably going to listen to it now. Listen to this one episode, and they'll go down memory lane for them, and they'll bring up horrible incidents where people got actually beat up, and the how you quit the game, you got to show blood. You got to show blood. So as soon as you show blood, you're out of the game. But see, a lot of people took it too far because a lot of them, you know, that some people had showed blood, but they were still playing. We were still playing the game. They weren't officially out unless everybody saw that you had blood, you know, that you bled, that you bled. So just telling somebody that you show blood, you had to prove it, or else you get your tail beat really bad, really bad. I think we had the whole school, and McKinley was like a, he was in a predominantly white neighborhood. But there was little sprinkles of us in here too. But I think it was like half and half. Half and half. So we had everybody in the school playing this game. And let me tell you something. I was so afraid to say a B word that I did not say a B word. And then when I slipped and said a B word, I was like, I'm not even playing, y'all. Because, shoot, I just thought it was ridiculous. I didn't want to get wailed on every single day. I said, that's for the birds. So I would hurry up and say it, you know, BB Butcher before anybody can actually hit me. And a lot of people just hit me just to be hidden. Because, you know, you got that one person that's a jerk. that don't abide by the rules. If you say BB Butcher, they're not supposed to hit you, but they do it anyway, being an asshole. We have a lot of those. You know, they just want to hit you just to be hit. But yeah, that was the silliest game that we've ever played in junior high, middle school, or whatever you want to call it. And we had the whole school playing it to the point where the principal has stepped in and said anybody playing that game would be kicked out for the rest of the school year. And then, you know, back then, you know, parents didn't play that mess. You get kicked out, you round home, you ain't just laying up watching TV, you doing something. Like cleaning all day. Like, you know, all day.